Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Breaking news. Some of you may not know that the head of the Director of National Intelligence now knows for certain that there are congressional members who are in fact compromised by China, whether it is through extortion or other indiscretions of theirs. They have been bought and paid for. When I tell you that things are about to get really interesting in the country, I do not say that as a fear monger because I'm not fearful. I am concerned and I am living with my eyes wide open, as should you, but I am not a fear monger, primarily because I am a Christian. And no, I do not believe it's because Christ is returning before January 20th. I just believe that evil and good are very binary and real forces, and life really can be surmised that simply. So I see that playing out here in the earth in the way of Ephesians 6 and 12. I also know that once you've given territory over to the enemy, it is extraordinarily difficult to get it back, but without providence in play. So I think that's fair to say in people's personal lives, family lives, professional lives, and certainly on a national and global level. We do know that there is a fight between good and evil, dark and light, and that is what's playing out here in the earth. So I'm not afraid. I'm simply positioning myself to endure, as should you. This is not the time for you to stick your head in the sand or your butt in the air, or turn a blind eye, or turn your ears off. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear, this is time for you to be making preparation to ensure that your family is safe, that you have water, you have basic supplies in the event of martial law. Someone reminded me today, which in the midst of dealing with a rogue Secretary of State here in the state of Georgia, their administration, as well as, you know, answering countless emails and questions and concerns from listeners right now, completely forgot that martial law was invoked after First World War, Second World War, the Korean War as well. Those are things that I completely, it just slipped my mind. But as we begin to talk more and more about the prospect of martial law, something that's very important to understand about that is that it doesn't necessarily mean that your cities are going to be shut down and tanks and armed guards are going to roll in, and armed militia rather, and you won't be able to leave your home. That could very well happen in the event of civil unrest, which we saw here in my own state, my own city, right down the street from my house, actually, in the way of the National Guard having to come in and take control to protect businesses and industry and citizens, law-abiding citizens. So, excuse me. Thank you for your patience this evening. I am unplugged, as you can tell. I am traveling, so I'll be traveling tomorrow as well, but I am going to sit down and have a meal with you in my professional absence. I am still a professional, whether I have an intro or an outro or ads in between. So thank you for joining me, and I do appreciate you. This is very, very perilous times for a lot of people. It's the holidays. It's already difficult. People are out of jobs. They're out of unemployment. They're out of hope. They're out of dignity. I mean, they're out of, it's nuts. So it's incumbent upon us as Christians, for sure, not to be the ones leading the charge of fear mongering. But back to martial law, excuse me, I'm sure you have heard that Sidney Powell is someone who has jurisdiction in a court of law, in a military court of law. She has the power to court martial, to try a case against those who have been found wanting in the way of acts of war against this nation. I think it's important for you to understand that with regard to martial law that will likely need to be declared in order for the over 200 and something sealed indictments to move forward. Anyone found operating in the sin, in the national sin of treason and sedition, is someone who's going to be tried in a military court of law, because it is an act of egregious sedition and treason. It's an act of war against this country to interfere with our elections. I there's a part of me that's like so on fire celebrating this, because I live in a very corrupt county called Fulton County, which if you live in the most northern part of Michigan, you've probably heard of my county by now, because that's where you saw people taking boxes of ballots out after everyone else went home. That's the place where a toilet leak, a urinal leak to be more specific, was embellished and blown completely out of proportion to be a major water break, and they wanted to protect the ballots. So everyone had to go home, and they were busy scurrying about protecting ballots. We know now that that is a lie. We have video evidence to that, to speak to that as well. I am excited that people will be tried under martial law, and they will suffer the consequences of being caught with their hand in a national cookie jar with the enemies of our country. Now, I do pray for mercy and grace for those who may have just now gotten caught up in the system and were just kind of in the flow of, yeah, we gotta defeat Trump, and they're just ordinary, everyday, minimum wage earning folk who just got caught up. Maybe it's not something that they've practiced their entire lives. Maybe they're not compromised by the Chinese. Maybe they are local elections people who are just arrogant and dumb and follow people like Stacey Abrams into the depths of hell to believe that they are in fact disenfranchised by the white man and the Republican. And white guilt is real, and their privilege and their reparation is to take the entire country back by way of Joe Biden. And God knows the first whatever she is, black, brown, anything but white, first female vice president, who we ultimately know would become, God forbid, the president of the United States. There are people who just believe that they did the right thing by helping the Democrats, because they do believe that Trump is the worst. And they're not in bed with China, although they are inadvertently. Excuse me. I do not believe, I do believe in the power of mercy. I do believe in the power of grace. If you have been found to practice this form of treason by way of hijacking elections, you should literally be cast into the outer depths of the ultimate consequence of for a traitor and for seditious acts. So that might help alleviate a little fear on your behalf of, the last thing we want is our military turning on us as citizens. It was never meant to be that way, but there are other points in history of time in this nation where tribunals have actually occurred. And we rooted out people who were traitors against this country, people who conducted treasonous acts. And I'm telling you right now, from the top of this nation to the bottom of this nation, this country is filled with traitors and seditious individuals. I am neck deep in information that I am not at liberty to share at the moment with regard to executive offices here, constitutional offices in the state of Georgia, that are so far into the weeds with China, it would blow your mind. And I am not an investigative journalist. I think I'm rapidly becoming one, but information comes my way on a continual basis, primarily because I'm seeking questions and answers, rather, just like you. And I want to be able to have a cogent cohesive and comprehensive conversation with you around these things, because it's important. It's important. It's important to your health, your mental health, your spiritual, your physical, your national health, your civic health. It is extraordinarily important that you stay abreast as to what's happening. So do not lose hope with the Supreme Court's ruling today that they will not hear the case of Pennsylvania. Do not lose hope, because that case is still active. Do not lose hope that Sidney Powell was shut out of the process here in the 11th Circuit in the state of Georgia yesterday. That judge knew exactly what he was going to rule before she ever stepped into court. So there are, if you want to see who's against you as a nation and as a patriot, look no further than anyone who has jumped on the bandwagon of coming up against the likes of Sidney Powell, as well as Lynn Wood. And these are people who have led the charge to jump out on behalf of us, regular citizens, to lead the charge in the way of investigating voter fraud, as well as discrepancies, very real voter fraud. I can tell you tens of thousands of folks who are, the Secretary of State here has so much to answer for. And when people double down in a spirit of just willful ignorance and willful arrogance, there are consequences that are going to be handed down, I believe, from the executive branch of this country. In other news, interesting that Pfizer and others are asking, you know, as you're debating as to whether or not you would take a vaccination that has proven to not necessarily inoculate you from COVID-19. How many of you have taken the flu shot and inevitably end up with the flu? I do believe that because this is patently different in the way of a virus that was man-made, that actually does hold a patent, that you're up against a beast, again, an act of war. You're up against a beast that a vaccination is not going to be able to tame. That is my humble opinion. I'm not a physician. You do as you feel in your gut. You do as you are, as you discern, and also whatever your healthcare provider, your physician tells you to do and you believe. As for me and my house, we will not be receiving a vaccination. But I find it curious that your companies, your vaccine companies who are leading the charge on this, are definitively wanting to be exempted from any form of litigation due to adverse effects. Now, that, I believe, is unprecedented. I believe that every other drug company in the world and drug and vaccination that has come forward, you do have the ability to litigate. And my God, Fox News, for the love of Jesus, spends at least, you know, half of my life, if I happen to watch that channel, which I don't anymore, it's usually Newsmax at this point, or OAN, but, excuse me, they spend half of your viewing time, if not three quarters of it, with every drug company known, every possible symptom, every possible malady known to mankind, telling you the 550,000 ways you could die for taking it, but it's still probably a good idea because look at the quality of life the girl running across the screen has because she quit hearing voices in her head. Amazing, right? But I don't see anywhere on there where the disclaimer says, hey, and by the way, if you're still hearing voices, you won't be able to sue us. So I'm not making fun of people who hear voices. I get it. And I've ministered to countless people who have heard plenty of voices, which is why I can tell you unequivocally that you have spiritual imbalances and you have chemical imbalances. They can be mutually exclusive. They can also work in conjunction with one another. So there, don't be so naive. The devil does actually speak to people. Remember, God said, Adam, where are you? Who told you you were naked? That indicates that someone else was conversing with Adam and certainly with Eve. So it didn't just stop suddenly because Jesus ascended onto his throne. So, or sat sitting next to the right hand of the Father.
Again, if more than 3% of the church read their Bible, they would know that, but we don't. So I love you. That's all I got tonight. I'm just telling you, stay close to sources you trust. Stay close to information. Information is, don't overextend yourself. Don't overindulge. Don't become informational gluttons. That is not healthy for you. I highly suggest that you put a limit, put a governor on how much technology, how much information you're taking in on a daily basis. That means communicating with people who are freaked out. That means allowing people into your atmosphere who are not spiritually and mentally, emotionally, civically healthy. People who are just wrapped up in fear. You don't have time for that. Because we are going to see some dark days ahead. Again, that is not to perpetuate fear. That is to encourage you to take care of yourself, to take care of your family. And the way you do that is by procuring information that you can discern. If you are a Christian, you have no excuse for not discerning what's right information, what is sound information, because if you have the Spirit of God within you, He is going to bear witness with truth. So I encourage you to pay attention. Listen to the voices in the church who are not leading you into fear, but they are leading you into truth, into wisdom, so that you can see what is coming upon the earth, so that you can take shelter in Psalm 91, so that you can rest. You can take your peace. Isaiah 54, they will gather against you, but it will not be by my hand. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You need to start speaking these scriptures over your children, over your families, fathers. I don't care if you don't know what the Bible says. This is your season. This is your time to sit down at the dinner table with your family and you start speaking truth over your children, over your wives, over your partners. It is time to do that. It is time for you to do so. Speak the truth of God. It is a weapon. It is a shield. It is your safe harbor, and turn off the TV and the news whenever you're at your full capacity and bandwidth. Highly encourage you to hold your loved ones, kiss them, forgive. Quit finding fault with everyone around you. Watch the words that are coming out of your mouths, your ear gates and your eye gates. That's the best I got for you tonight. So I'm going to enjoy my mama. I am visiting with my mother. As I told you guys last evening, my daughter is getting married in a few weeks. And if you don't think that's interesting to be in the position that I'm in and to try to juggle, you know, one of the happiest seasons of my daughter's life, as well as mine. But you can do it and you should do it because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So this is not the time to be freaked out. This is the time to have trust and faith and providence, process, and procedure. Until tomorrow, I love you guys. Be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.